This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa'a wattaqullaha alladhi tasaaluna bihi wal arham innallaha kana 'alaykum raqiba. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in an authentic hadith that was narrated by Ibn Majah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُدْرَسُ الْإِسْلَامُ كَمَا يُدْرَسُ الْوَشْوِ الثَّوْبِ حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَى مَا الصِّيَامُ وَلَا الصَّدَقَ وَلَا النُّسُكُ. That the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fade away. Just like the embroidment on a thobe is going to fade away. Until there comes a time when the people, they don't know what fasting is. And they don't know what the sadaqah is. And they don't know the matters pertaining the hajj. All these things the people are going to be forgetting about. And the people are not going to know due to the ignorance becoming very, very widespread. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us is going to happen in the end of time. Things that we see today is going to be in opposition to what the Sahaba saw as important. What the Sahaba made the priority, what they saw to be very, very important, we are going to be looking at it as if it has no value. As if the issue is not important at all. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in another hadith, من أشراط الساعة أن يقل العلم ويظهر الجهل ويظهر الزنا وفي رواية يكثر الحرج. From the signs of the hour is that knowledge is going to become very, very little and ignorance is going to become very widespread. Zina is going to become very widespread as well, very, very apparent. And people are going to be killing each other. It's going to become very, very widespread as well. As you see today happening. Brothers and sisters, that which we want to speak about today is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the priority in His Quran and how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it into a priority in his time and how today we don't see it as a priority. We see other things as a priority. Without a doubt, bir al-walidain is something very, very important in our religion. Staying away from drugs, staying away from girlfriends, from boyfriends, all these things are very, very important in our religion. There's many, many topics that a khatib can speak about. There's many, many topics someone can speak about. The major sins, being good to your parents, being good to your neighbors, all these things are part of our religion. And don't get me wrong, they're very, very important things of our religion. But that which you see today is not spoken about in much detail is the matter of al-aqeed and al-tawheed. The importance this has in our religion. How we should be seeing this matter of al-aqeedah and likewise the matter of tawheed. These are two things that come under each other in the religion of al-Islam. Things that a person needs to believe. And if you look back at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he went about in his da'wah, some of the things that he gave importance to, how he went about. For 13 years, he's calling the people to Tawheed. And that's it. calling the people to Tawheed. And then after that, when he made Hijrah, 10 years. Many ayat came down, and at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ gave importance to the matter of Tawheed. The Prophet ﷺ is dying. He is dying from his final words. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, في مرض موته, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam started saying, لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا خبور أنبياء مساجد. May the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon the Jews and the Christians who took the graves as places of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is dying. He is warning the people away from taking the graves as places of worship. Because it's a dhari'ah. It takes and it leads the person to making shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what has been made into a priority. Today we hear that aqeedah is not important. Or learning aqeedah, this is what is on the saha today. To learn that aqeedah is a disease. You find very, very famous people who say statements like this. That aqeedah, studying aqeedah is a form of disease. And that you can learn the aqeedah in 10 minutes. Where is aqeedah written in the Quran? You find people say this, where's aqeedah written in the Quran? We're only going to give a priority to things like zina, qatal, killing someone, sariqah, stealing, and all these other things that are mentioned in the Quran. But where's aqeedah? Where's tawheed? Brothers and sisters, let me give you a few analogies, few examples of the reality of this situation. That if a person now was committing zina all his life, and he's killing, and he's stealing, and he's committing the rest of the major sins. If this person dies, ikhwani, if this person dies, he's under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, he forgives him, or he doesn't forgive him. And sooner or later, this person is going to enter into Jannah. That doesn't mean it is okay for a person to carry on doing whatever he's doing, to commit zina, to have a boyfriend, to have a girlfriend, to do the rest of the muharramat. Because you don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do to you. Whether He's going to forgive you. And I'm sure nobody wants to have a bubble or a cloud above his head. That there's a chance of him touching the fire. Brothers and sisters, we all have kitchens. We all have kitchens. And every single person here has a cooker. If a person now was to go touch the fire in the cooker. Nobody in this dunya can bear the fire. No one can. And imagine now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "An-nar allati tuqidun juz'un min 70 juz'an min nar jahannam." The fire that you have in this dunya, that you kindle with, that you use, is 1/70th of the fire in the akhirah. If we can't bear the fire in this dunya, then how on earth do you think that we're going to even come close to bearing the fire in the akhirah? Brothers and sisters, contemplate this. That example that I gave, it's a reality that if a person was doing all these things and he dies upon tawheed, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he singles him out in worship and he doesn't do kufr and he doesn't disbelieve in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to believe, then this person sooner or later is going to enter into Jannah. But if a person now, ikhwani, is committing shirk billah, he is calling on to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has become very, very common in our society today. Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. This is what we hear today. Someone saying, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, we hear today, why are the ulama speaking about shirk all the time? Why are the ulama constantly speaking about tawheed? The reason why you're doing this, or why they are doing this, and they're constantly teaching the books of a tawheed, because it has a very big importance in our lives. In our religion, if you ask a person, where is the holiest place? Where is the holiest place to a Muslim? He'll say to either Makkah or Medina. Brothers and sisters, I've seen this with my own eyes. Witness this with my own eyes. We are doing tawaf. Tawaf around the Kaaba. In the holiest place to any Muslim. The holiest place in our religion. People are going around the Kaaba and saying, oh Ali, save us from the hellfire. This is the type of common thing that is happening in our time today. So how can Tawheed not be important? Or how can the Aqeedah not be important? An Egyptian guy shouts at them and he says to them, this is inside the Haram. This is around the Kaaba. Saying to them, say, oh Allah. They shout back and they say, oh Ali, save us from the hellfire. This is major shirk. Imagine now an ignorant person that doesn't know any aspects of his religion. You find sometimes when a person does tawaf, he basically does what everyone else is doing. What everyone else is doing, he basically tags along. Whatever chorus they're singing, this guy does as well, because he doesn't know. Imagine now this individual now comes and he starts saying the same thing that these people are saying. You go to the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At his grave, you find people making dua. Oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do this for us, do this for us, and do that for us. Very, very common. You go to many, many places, ikhwani, around the world. People have taken their masajid or taken their graves as a place of worship. You have graves there. The whole point is, ikhwani, the whole point is that this is a serious matter. A serious matter. Let me give another example. We have people that believe that there's a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Ahmed. They pray just like you pray. They fast just like you fast. And they perform the Hajj just like every single other person performs the Hajj. But because they believe that Ahmed, there's a man called Ahmed after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a consensus, a unanimous agreement between every single Muslim that whoever believes that there's a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this person has committed kufr. So please tell me, how on earth did his ibadat, or whatever he knows, whether it is fiqh, even if he knows the fiqh inside out, the matters of a salat, the matters of a sadaqah, he knows these matters inside out, how is this going to benefit him? If his belief, just one belief that he has, which has opposed the principles of al-Islam, how this is going to have any benefit to this person's life? Just to show you, ikhwani, the matter of al-aqidah. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's going out in al-jihad. He's went to fight the people of Hawazin in the battle of al-Hunayn. 20,000 people, or 20,000 of the people of Hawazin, are waiting for him. They want to fight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a serious matter. It's going to bother the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have a very large number waiting for you, and they want to slaughter you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the battle, as they were walking, there were sahabis, there were companions who were new to al-Islam. They walked past a tree, and the mushrikeen, they used to take this tree and they used to hang their asliha, their weapons, on this tree. So one sahabi, they said, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. Make us a tree just like they have a tree as well, so we can seek blessings from this tree, we can hang our weapons on there. Brothers and sisters, just contemplate on this matter now. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, I'm only going to give priority to maybe jihad? Why? Because it's important, and because it's written in the Quran many, many times. And I'm going to leave off the tawheed, forget about this for the very moment, and I'm going to come back to it later. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped what he was doing, and he turned around and he said to them, Allahu Akbar. You have now said similar thing to what the people of Musa said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ij'al lana ilahan kama lahum aliha. Make us a god just like they have a god as well. Just to show you what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave priority to. Brothers and sisters, this matter is serious. I'm sure none of us want to come maybe in a few years' time. Our kids who are away from us, maybe 6-7 years. Forget about kids, even elderly people. Today you have our brothers and sisters who we knew. Some of them maybe became atheists. Some of them maybe they only believe in the Quran, they don't believe in the Sunnah. Some of them they curse the Sahaba. And it's becoming more widespread. That's the reason why we decided to make this a topic today. Your family member to turn around to you in a few years' time, and he's cursing the Sahaba. Why? Because he never learned the Aqidah. Someone came to him and he gave him doubts. Why do you think certain masjids like this and other masajid, they make the issue of Al-Aqidah priority? That's the first thing they teach. Because it's a serious matter. Someone turning around to you tomorrow, and he believes there's a prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there's doubts. Or he only believes in the Quran, he doesn't believe in the Sunnah, he denies it. Or he curses the Sahaba. Or he starts making dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not talking about now committing zina or committing any other major sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might forgive this person, or he might not. If a person dies upon kufr, believing in any of these things we just mentioned, this person, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the jannah of him. Even if the ulama were just speaking about the matter of tawheed and nothing else, there wouldn't be no aib. There wouldn't be no aib. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in an authentic hadith, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءِ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةِ. The best dua is the dua of يوم عرفة. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And the best thing that I ever said and the prophets before me is La ilaha illallah. That's the best thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets before him ever said. So even if a person was just constantly speaking about it, there is no aib, because it's the best thing that a person can say. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, if Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, the prophet, the individual who said وَطَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ, he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's going to break the statues, and he did. He fought shirk. He warned against it. He called his father to it until he established the proofs on his father. What was he warning against? He was warning against shirk billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, prevent me and stop me and my offspring from worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worshipping the asnam. This is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, fearing for himself. He's scared that he's going to now worship Aslam. And he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is him, ikhwani, being scared, then where do you think any of us are? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam warned against this. Have any of us ever thought about this matter? And we made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stop me from doing this. There's many, many Muslims, ikhwani, in front of us that we see. What makes you think that you can't be this tomorrow? That make dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very, very common now. Very, very common and becoming more widespread. The shubahat, the doubts, are becoming very, very common and widespread as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst him were the sahaba. He said, أَخْوَفْ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي الشِّرْكَ الْأَصْغَرِ. الشِّرْكَ. الرياء عفوا. He said, أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي الرياء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that which I fear the most for all of you lot is the shirk al-asghar, the minor shirk. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is the minor shirk? He said, الرياء, to show off. He's saying this among the sahaba, that which I fear for you the most, not that you're going to be disobedient to your parents, not that you're going to be committing zina, not that you're going to be killing one another. These things are very, very important. But he said, that which I fear the most for you lot is a riya, to be showing off in the ibadah, which is a form of shirk. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear in this hadith. Brothers and sisters, this matter is very, very important. It is very, very important. It is more important than any topic that we might ever speak about. But today, ikhwani, because you have certain individuals that belittle this matter. They look down at it. They say to you, where is the shirk going on? We only make a priority, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the priority, as if the matter of a tawheed and aqeedah is not a priority. You find that the people, they tend to go far, far away from the matters of al-aqeedah and al-tawheed and become busy with other stuff. And the shubahat overwhelm them. And that which is a priority, they now see to be not such of a priority. And this is the statement of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we mentioned at the start of the khutbah, that Islam is going to fade away. Islam is going to fade away. Just like the embroidment of your thawb is going to fade away. We have clothes, ikhwani. Every single one of us has clothes. You find after a certain amount of time when the clothes are washed, When your shoes are used, the rain comes, it goes in mud, you wash it, it starts to fade away. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the Islam is going to fade away. That which the Sahaba, they gave a lot of concern to, people today, they're not going to give much concern to. So the whole point is, Ikhwani, we need to go back to the classical text, starting with ourselves and our families, is to teach them the matters of al-aqidah, the matters of al-tawheed, which could be the only thing that saves them. Could be the only thing that saves them. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.